Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What we are seeing here in the form of the violence and the looting, is this exacerbated by what's been going on and what people have been dealing with this pandemic for nearly 3 months now?
Absolutely. And I think what we have here is what I call the perfect storm, right? So you've had people that have been in their homes for the past 3 to 4 months. The unemployment rate is skyrocketing. I mean, people have lost their jobs. There's a general sense of anxiety and depression. And then on top of that, you have this killing of this innocent man in the streets of Minneapolis. I mean, so it's adding insult to injury. It's a perfect storm.
The fact that Dallas has now implemented a curfew, we saw things get a little bit more tense last night in Fort Worth. Your thoughts on what we have seen locally and the way it's been handled by police here in North Texas?
You know, I think that here in North Texas, actually, we've been very fortunate in spite of the fact that there's been some damage, as we all saw in Dallas, on both, patrol units as well as property of innocent people in downtown Dallas. But at the end of the day, we haven't had any casualties. We haven't had anyone die. In terms of what police is doing, I think the idea is to contain the threat, to be able to isolate the threat from others, and we're crossing our fingers and hoping that will continue to be the case in days to come.
Does this sort of thing start to wind down on its own after a few days? Does it just kind of fade out? Or what do we normally see in a situation like this?
There's normally a peak, right? And we've seen historically that they do die down afterwards, but they die down because people not necessarily become exhausted from going out there and protesting, but because of the fact that there's sort of a general theme across the nation that, you know what, justice will be carried out, and eventually we're going to see the end of this in the manner that most people expected. I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen any announcements come out nationally or locally that somehow justice will be carried out. And so I think we're gonna be seeing a continuance of this until such time that, you know, the national government versus the local and state come out in some sort of a pronouncement that, you know, the Department of Justice is handling the matter and whatnot. So,
Dr. Del Carmen, we had heard the mayor of Dallas say that most of those arrested in Dallas over the weekend were not from here. And he said a lot of these people are just out to make trouble. We have heard the word Antifa often here in the last couple of days. What does that mean? And what does it say? Where are these people coming from? Were they just waiting for an opportunity to pounce on a situation like this?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting that we have seen in the past few, you know, years that anytime we have these protests, because of social media, there seems to be a sense that people are highly mobile and they do move very rapidly from one state to the next. And so what we have seen here, I'm not surprised that the mayor said that. I also do believe that there are many people that are protesting that are not locals. And that is simply the nature of the business, right? They communicate very quickly through social media, and people travel very fast to be able to gather in a local place in order to protest. And as far as Antifa is concerned, you know, this is a basically considered to be a left-wing movement that is basically almost like a militant political activist movement. And what we have heard is that they are simply organizing orchestrated attacks against the White House and against various governmental places in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the U.S.
Is it frustrating for law enforcement to try to deal with those individuals because of the mysterious aspect of the movement?
You know, there is, I'm sure, a lot of work being done by the FBI and the Department of Justice in general, where they're tracking social media exchanges between these individuals across the United States and trying to track down some intelligence to find out what sort of organizational structure is behind them and how they're cooperating towards a common goal. But there is no question, Chris, that these opportunities of good people out there exercising their constitutional right to protest oftentimes are sabotaged by organized groups that have a political agenda, and they turn violent very quickly.
And finally, Dr. Del Carmen, whether it's an incident like the one involving George Floyd in Minneapolis, or it's a school shooting, it will happen. There will be outrage, and then it just sort of fades away until the next one comes around. In a case like this, what is the next step that needs to happen where we find some solutions here?
You know, I think we need to have a great deal of healing. I think, Chris, having looked at these for the past, 20 years, having worked as a criminologist with law enforcement very closely during that time, I think this one's a little different. It's a little different from the standpoint that we've got a video that is 9 minutes long that shows an individual that is trying to live, that is trying to claim to the officers that he wants to live, and the knee on his neck is simply quickly terminating his life. That is something that I think is going to remain in the minds of many people. And unfortunately, the good work that a lot of good police officers have done is going to actually be going back 20 years, right? So I think that is the setback that many law enforcement professionals are just shaking their heads, wondering what the next steps are going to be for the rest of us. And I think that the protests are going to continue. I don't know that they're going to be at the level that we've seen it in the past few days, but I wouldn't be surprised that this is actually long-lived for a while, at least, until some sort of a justice component is in place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.